And like Moses, for some people, like me, the experience of God's presence is especially powerful when it happens physically. It's especially powerful when it's done physically. This scene happens when Moses is at work as a shepherd. He's leading his flock over a mountainside, and suddenly he sees a burning bush, and he goes over to see it, and God speaks to him out of the bush. Very physical. The exertion of climbing the mountain with the flock, the smell of the flock, the heat of the flame from the bush. And then Moses takes his sandals off. Later God says, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. So Moses is even feeling the feel of the ground beneath his toes. Very physical. Moses definitely feels God's presence. And God's presence is there for a purpose. The purpose is to get Moses to meet the real need, the need to get God's people out of slavery in Egypt. But Moses resists. He points out that he's a lousy public speaker, so God should send someone else. But this need is so important to God that he's not letting Moses off the hook. You need public speaking skills? You need public speaking skills, he says? I'll get you public speaking skills. Your brother Aaron, he's a good speaker.